Well, hello there. You're listening to season 3 of Kids Kids and Music, a podcast where we talk to musicians, composers, conductors,
performers, and we talk to the musicians too, even if they're kids. We're asking the questions you've always wondered but never had the chance to ask.
And we will be listening to all this music to see what makes it so interesting and enjoyable. And it's sometimes weird to me.
Because music is for you.
I am your co-host, Arlene.
And I am your co-host, Rebecca Lane, director and owner of the Lane School of Music. Let's cue the music.
Welcome to another episode of Kids Cue the Music. My name is Rebecca Lane, and today I am your only host since our usual co-host, Zara, is off to hockey practice. But I am here today with two amazing young musicians, Leo and Lee, who are both members of the Canadian Children's Opera Company, and they have a production coming up of something very exciting and popular, which you might have heard of. So I'm really excited to chat with them today. We're going to get to know each other, and we're going to talk all things opera. Leo and Lee, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
This is so fun. It's so nice to see both of you. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Let's just go one at a time because there are two of you and we want to get to know each of you separately first. So Lee, since you signed on first, why don't you tell us your name? We already know your name, your age, the grade you're in at school, and any instruments that you play, including, you know, the human body voice.
Okay. So hello, everybody. My name is Lee. I am in grade 5. And I am learning how to play the flute, and I can sing.
That's amazing. Thank you so much. And Leo, can you tell us, hello, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Can you tell us your name, your age, and the grade you're in, and any instruments you play?
Sure. So my name is Leo. I'm in grade 7. I'm 12 years old, and I play multiple instruments. I play violin. I play piano. And I play ukulele and also the drums.
And you sing.
Yes, as well.
Yes, you do sing. Can you each tell us how long you've been in this organization? Leo, why don't you go first?
So I've been in the organization since I was 7. So many years. So about 6 years, 5 years.
And did you have to like audition?
Yes. So I auditioned and my mom brought me there and I auditioned for the choir. And then, yeah, a couple of days later, I notified that I got in.
That's amazing. Do you have to audition every single year or just the first year that you get accepted?
So every year you have assessments, which is like if they're ready to move up, if your voice has changed. Mm-hmm. But once you're in the choir, you're in the choir.
Cool. That's pretty great. Lee, why don't you tell us a little bit about how long you've been in the choir?
So I've been in the choir for 4 to 5 years. In CCOC, you have like parts, like you start from like the like group to like the biggest group, which is the YCs. I'm in the PC right now, which is like, I think the second highest, I'm not sure. And I think I started on the Ruby course.
Wow, very cool. So there are different like levels or stages that you move through.
Yeah.
Is that accurate? Okay. And I just have a question here because I keep using all of these words interchangeably, like as if they're the same word. I keep saying choir and chorus and company. What is the real word? And do they all mean something different or are they all the same thing?
It kind of depends because or at least our company, it's like a bunch of different things. So at the beginning of the year, it's more like a choir. So we sing songs, we learn songs. Mm-hmm. And then in the second half, we become an opera company. So we put on an opera with lights and costumes and stage and everything.
Amazing. And you're preparing to do an opera production right now, aren't you?
Yes, we're preparing for the Canadian Opera Company, which is another company.
Yes. So the Children's Opera Company is a part of the greater Canadian Opera Company. Is that
accurate? Yeah, like the Canadian Opera Company.
Yeah, you're the children's version of that. So tell me what that means. Lee, I feel like you have a good answer for this. What does that mean if like there's a children's version of a professional opera company? What do the kids do?
So the kids, it depends what opera you're doing. Like, right now, Leo and I, we're in this opera called Carmen. Carmen is great story. It's pretty famous. And there's the kids' choir and the adults' choir. So the adults' choir, like, they have more words, well, things to say than the kids' chorus. But in this opera, we're technically, like the street children. Like, we do, like, daily things, you know, run around, play tag, roll in the mud, and more.
Yeah. Dirty little children.
Dirty little children. And, of course, you sing, I assume?
Yeah. We have a few songs to sing. I think we have 3-4 songs to sing. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. And how long would you say, Leo, that you've been working on these songs that you're learning for Carmen?
Well, we started, so every year we have this thing called Opera Camp or PC Camp, which is, we go to a camp that the Canadian Children's Opera Company rents, and we have a week there where we learn lots of music and things like that. And then we'll put it to use when we come back to Toronto. And so we learned it there. And I don't recall. Lee, do you remember how many weeks ago that was?
I think it was at the start of August or the end of July. So yeah. Like 2 months, 3 months ago.
Right.
It was like end of August, beginning September.
Yeah. Oh, okay. But sometime like before school started.
Yeah.
In the summer. So you start learning the music at this summer camp. And then when you come back to Toronto, which is where the Canadian Opera Company and the Canadian Children's Opera Company is based, you start rehearsals, I guess?
So yeah, that's what we do. And we learn different songs and sometimes we sing them in different languages, like French, Spanish, more to come on that.
Yes, more to come on that. So you're preparing for Carmen, which is a really famous opera. And Leo, you told me that it's going to be, you're going to be performing it on October the 14th, which is coming up. Is that the right date? Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, opening night. Okay. So tell me a little bit about Carmen, because it's a really famous opera by the composer Bizet, and lots of people would recognize the music. But tell me a little bit about the opera. Like, what language is it in?
So the language, so it's in French. The opera is in French. So how we learn that is we use something called IPA, so International Phonetic Alphabet.
Cool.
And it's interesting. It has like different letters to create different sounds. So when you're learning a new language, you have to somehow learn what it sounds like. And the best way to do that is in specific sounds. And then once that, you kind of memorize what it means, and then you'll know what it means when you're singing. And that's how you act.
Wow. I actually had no idea that that's how singers learn to sing in different languages. You have a whole other alphabet to represent different sounds, and like an international alphabet, so you can sing in any language.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
All of them.
Oh, that's so cool. That's really cool. I've never heard of that. Well, I have a recording here of Leo singing, which I'm sure is amazing. I'm going to play that, and then we're going to talk a little bit more about Carmen before we stop today, but I just want to make sure we make time for this. So let's hear Leo singing. Is there anything that we should know about this recording before we hear you, Leo?
Yeah. So there may be a couple backup vocals or whatever. That's just, I played the background track off of Spotify. So if you hear other vocals, yeah.
Sure. Okay. Here we go.
Thank you.
Amazing. That was so good. Thank you so much for sending that to us. I had no idea what we were going to hear. And so that blew my mind. First of all, you're singing super fast.
Yeah.
Is that a piece of music from Carmen?
That is the Children's March from Carmen in Act One, so the beginning of the opera.
And I noticed that you were doing some like choreography with it, like you were marching, you had some hand actions. What's that all about?
Yeah, my dad filmed that when I was practicing a while ago. And yeah, I was just practicing. That's what we do on stage. So we march in a line and then we do all the actions.
Yeah. Because, you know, it's not like a choir where you would just like stand in lines, in rows, I should say, on a stage singing all together. You're actually moving around. You're basically acting at the same time as you're singing. Yeah, it's really hard. And so you're acting, singing, and you're singing in a different language and sort of dancing a little bit. Yeah, it's pretty impressive. Lee, are you singing the same piece as well?
Yeah. So in Carmen, they choose like Pacific kids to come. And like we have like a whole group of kids singing the same thing. So, and the song is technically about pretending to be a soldier.
Ah, okay. I saw a lot of marching going on. So that makes sense. Really, really cool. Is there anything else that we should know about the story of Carmen or about how the children are incorporated into Carmen? Anything that you think is like fun or interesting?
Well, I can explain the story behind what you just heard.
Sure. Yeah.
So that's the children's march. So it's when the changing of the guards is this thing that happens in front of buildings. So it's like very ceremonial. So every, I don't know how many hours, the guards need a break. So they do this big march in and they switch guards. And so the kids who are us, we come to watch them every day.
Mm.
And we're imitating them because we think they're so cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, then we watch them.
So these big kind of group pieces where everyone's on stage, are those happening several times during the opera or just at like key points?
Well, in Carmen, where we start at the beginning and then we go near the end. We come in a Pacific order. So like we go from smallest to like tallest.
Okay.
And
so you like march in order. It's at the beginning and it's a whole thing. And then it's again at the end?
No, not the end. So at the end, like there's this guy named Escamillo and he comes in and he's like the famous bull rider. Everybody likes him. And he made this big party. So like everybody from the street is coming to see Escamillo.
He's the Kim Kardashian of opera.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good analogy. I like it a lot. So Carmen sounds really great. If you're in Toronto, you should definitely go check it out on October the 14th. But before I let either of you go, I thought it would be appropriate to play a few rounds of the weird and strange game called Opera or Cheese.
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 Have you heard of this before?
Yes.
No, I have not.
Okay, so Lee, we have played this game in season 2 of Kids Cue the Music. In season 1, we played a game called Pasta or Composer. Have you heard of that?
I think I have, but it was a while ago.
They're really easy, and they're both sort of the same concept. Basically, I say a word that's in a different language, and since we're playing opera or cheese, you need to guess if you think it's an opera or a cheese, because operas have some pretty crazy names, and so do cheeses. So that's it. That's the whole game. And we picked opera or cheese for today because, you know, you two are both
singers. It sounds a lot of fun.
It's super fun. We're going to do 3 rounds, and each of you will get a guess for each round.
Okay.
Sounds good.
The first word of round 1 is Humboldt fog. Humboldt fog.
I think that I never heard a cheese of that name, and I think it might be like I'm actually not sure, but I'm pretty sure it's not I'm pretty sure it's an opera.
Opera. Okay. Lee's going with opera. Okay. Okay. And just so you know, like, none of these are supposed to be obvious. It's a guessing game. It's supposed to be a guessing game. Occasionally, someone actually knows the real answer, but usually people are just guessing. Leo, what do you think? Humboldt Fogg.
I'm going to go cheese because I feel like it kind of sounds like a cheese name.
Humboldt Fogg. The answer is Humboldt Fogg is a cheese.
What?
Yay.
I know. I've never heard of it before. I wonder what it tastes like. It's probably delicious.
That sounds like a theater name, though.
You're right. Yeah. And Humboldt sounds like a place. So yeah. It sounds like it could be an opera, which is exactly why it's on this list. It sounds like it could be either. It was there to deceive you.
You tricked me. You got me good.
Oof. Okay. Round two. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Round two. The word is platé. Platé. I can pronounce that one because it's in French.
I'm pretty sure it's a cheese. I'm going to go with cheese. But it kind of sounds like an opera. But like,
it's tricky.
I'm actually...
So just so you know, it's spelled P-L-A-T-E with an accent aigu, E. Two E's, the first one has an accent on it. Platé.
Okay, I'm gonna go with cheese.
Okay. Leo, what do you say?
I'm gonna go with cheese as well.
Cheese as well. Okay, so you both say cheese. The correct answer is opera. And it's by a composer. No, it's by a composer named Rameau. He was French.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, really old dude. Not around anymore. Wrote an opera that I've never heard of. You've never heard of. Maybe it's amazing. I don't know. Worth looking up, I guess. Okay. Final round. Round three of opera or cheese. The word is Don Giovanni.
Oh.
It's a cheese because sometimes people name themselves by cheeses.
How do you know that Don Giovanni is a name?
I don't know. It sounds like it, like a French name.
Okay. I think it's Italian. And I think you're right. I think it is a name.
And I am Italian, which is funny.
Really? Okay. So you might have some inside information on this. Leo, what do you think? Don Giovanni, opera or cheese?
So I actually know this answer. It's Don Giovanni, which is an opera.
You are correct. Don Giovanni is an opera. Does anyone know the composer of this opera? It's a famous opera, which is why I threw it in there, because I wanted to see if anyone knew it. Do you know who it is, Leo, the composer?
I don't.
It's a famous composer as well. I'm sure you've heard of Mozart.
Oh, yeah.
Mozart wrote some of the best operas. In fact, I'm a violinist, and whenever I play violin music by Mozart, all of my teachers when I was growing up would always say, you have to play your Mozart violin sonatas or concertos or whatever, like their operas, because Mozart was so good at writing operas that everything he wrote sort of sounds like an opera. It sounds like people singing. So that's one of his most famous operas, Don Giovanni, and it's a great one. If you have a chance to check it out, you should. And Mozart, anything by Mozart is amazing, of course, as we know.
I keep getting these wrong.
It's totally fine. The whole point is, I mean, they're silly. You're not supposed to get them right.
Yeah.
If you're getting them all right, then I'm not making it hard enough for you. That's the truth. So it means that I successfully tricked you. And this
got
was super
me good.
Fun. I got you good. Yeah, great.
Cheese.
Opera.
Opera.
Cheese. Opera or cheese.
Well done, both of you, in opera or cheese. But amazing work, both of you, too, in Carmen. I'm so excited about this production, and I wish you the very, very best in your performance. How many performances of it will you do?
Like, I think 10. I'm
what?
Pretty sure.
Oh, so, my goodness.
I know the date starts and ends. I don't have it in front of me of the dates.
Yeah.
It ends at, like, November 4th.
Oh, my goodness. That's hard work. I hope it's a fun experience for you. Has it been fun so far?
Yes, it's so fun.
Oh, that's great.
I had a great time.
That's amazing. Well, this is so fun. Thank you so much for being here and sharing your experiences with the Canadian Children's Opera Company and in your production of Carmen. I have so enjoyed getting to know both of you, Leo and Lee. We'll see you another time, I hope, on Kids Cue the Music. Have a great day, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Kids Cue the Music.
If you've enjoyed this episode, leave us a review. Your reviews help more people like you find our podcast. Don't forget to follow us on iTunes and follow us on social media at Lane School of Music.
I'm Zara Lane.
And I'm Rebecca Lane. See you next time on
Kids Cue the Music.